they've done all this, they go back and it's like they have to say certain things in order for the contest to take place. And then we have this, quote, humor, unquote, when Pellinore can't quite get it right, and Sir Grimoire has to correct him. We now have this terrible, they refer to it as a terrible battle. It's a terrible battle in the sense of awful. It's terribly funny. It's terribly something. They talk about Wade here, and if you look it up, for people who are conscious of their weight, you know, you should go to the English system and refer to yourself in stones. Anyway, 10 stones. A stone is 14 pounds. And so if you look at this, they're making armor way more than it really does. Good armor, again, I said I thought my suit of armor weighed 60, 65 pounds. And so it's not, they're making this sound like, you know, the guy in the armor, and you're going to have a Clydesdale or a Belgium draft horse in order to do this all. Obviously, in most movies, what do horses look like we see in heroic movies like in First Knight? What do they look like?
Pretty.
What's their structure like? Yeah, they look like Kate Moss or something, right? get a body. They look more like they should be running in the Kentucky Derby. Whereas the reality here is it's somewhere in between. They're not going to be Clydesdales and they're not going to be like that, but they're going to have to be horses that have some structure to them. This battle we really don't have to particularly talk about. Obviously it's supposed to be silly. We again get the idea of this form aspect of the battle when we go over to page 68, when we're well into the battle, where there's the second stage. And so it's almost like the whole thing's a play. It's some thing we're moving through, something that's being acted out. How does it end? I don't want to quite go to the end. What I'm talking about is over on page 6970. We can best describe these two knights at one point of this as what? Being like little boys. You said peace, no, I said not peace.